USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Interest rates are being held steady by the Fed Reserve as inflation continues to slow. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell telling reporters on Wednesday, however, the central bank needs to see more evidence inflation is easing before cutting back rates. He said inflation is still too high and the path forward is uncertain. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on Wednesday with big tech CEOs to discuss online sexual exploitation of children. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina calls out the tech companies and demands an end to lack of oversight.
Every American who's been wronged has to have somebody to go to complain. There's no commission to go to that can punish you. There's not one law in the book because you oppose everything we do, and you can't be sued. That has to stop, folks.
The group behind the attack in Jordan that resulted in the death of three American troops is being identified by the White House.
The attack in Jordan was planned, resourced, and facilitated by an umbrella group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which contains multiple groups, including Kitab Hezbollah.
John Kirby, a spokesman for the National Security Council, mentioned that the administration is considering a tiered response involving multiple actions over time. The top Republican in the House is disputing a claim put forth regarding his resistance to a border deal. USA's Ryan Daniels explains.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is refuting allegations that his resistance to the bipartisan border deal emerging from the U.S. Senate might be motivated by a desire to help Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
Manu, that's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people.
Johnson maintains the deal currently under negotiation by senators this week is inadequate.
USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
After a Boeing 737 MAX's door blew off early into a flight early in January, the FAA has been investigating the company to ensure the planes are safe for flight. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre addresses the investigation in front of reporters.
What we want to make sure, and what FAA wants to make sure, and it is their top priority, that we make the safety, obviously, the safety of Americans as they fly across the country is safe.
There were no injuries during the initial blowout, but the entire 737 MAX fleet was grounded pending investigations. New details are being released about a new theme park set to open next year. USA's Ryan Daniels has the details.
Universal Orlando Resort is revealing new details about its next theme park and hotel attractions. Universal Epic Universe is set to open next year. It will include five brand new lands. There will be Super Nintendo World, The Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Ministry of Magic, Celestial Park, How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Berk, and Dark Universe.
Several U.S. sites have made National Geographic's list of top 20 travel experiences around the globe. To name a few, Route 66 in New Mexico and West Virginia's New River placed on the Best of the World 2024. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.